challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM, and we got a good show coming up for you. Mike Halas, Gazette Sports columnist, will join us coming up in a little bit. He was in Ames on Saturday for homecoming for Iowa State. Did not go according to plan against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Iowa off a win over Northwestern. We'll talk about that. The weekend in the NFL, a little bit of history made, and talk a little bit of high school football playoff action for you. It's all coming up on a jam-packed Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. It is the Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM, your local programming block getting underway, as we'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening, getting you ready for Monday Night Football on all three frequencies tonight. No Cyclone Coaches Show this evening, with the Cyclones being off this week with the bye, so everybody gets the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins. You're welcome, Eastern Iowa, and you're welcome to join us here as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast and Cedar Rapids. They are locally owned and operated, and when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop on by, tell them that Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you, and we do appreciate it. They appreciate it as well, and hopefully everybody made it out to Third Base sometime during this past weekend. And what a weekend it was. Good afternoon. I hope you enjoyed that final warm-ish sunny day yesterday on your birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've had experience. I've had a few, but it was a good one. And very nice day, as you mentioned. Yeah, it was a very interesting weekend in sports, particularly in college football, but also in golf and other areas. So we're going to chew on a lot of that here in the next hour.
Yes, we will. The reason I say it was the last nice day, as you heard in the forecast before we got started, just prior to the top of the hour, 1 to 2 inches of snow, a possibility overnight.
I'm not worried.
Well, I'm not worried about it, but I keep thinking in my head it's too early, but then I look at the calendar and it's October the 28th, and it's not too early. We've been very fortunate so far with the weather we have had.
Halloween coming up Thursday, we've had temperatures in the 60s.
We have.
It's not going to be anywhere close to that.
We've had temperatures in the teens.
Yeah.
When we've had, I remember trick-or-treating with the boys when they were young, and it was darn cold out there. And I hope, yes, and everybody has those memories as well. We have the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line available to you at 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers. They are located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. And Iowa, a winner. Iowa State falling. You and I, a win on the road in college football over the weekend. Iowa and Northwestern, let's start there. The Hawkeyes with the shutout victory over the Wildcats, a Northwestern team that, and Alex and I were talking about this in the sports office earlier today, that okay, if you had to rank them in order, 1 or 2, what was the worst offensive performance you saw this year? The Rutgers game, a bunch in week 2, or Northwestern on Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes?
I would say the Bears at Soldier Field. Listen, when the red zone, Bears enter the red zone, they stop. But that doesn't get to your question. Northwestern's offense is so bad. And it's really surprising under Pat Fitzgerald. Anything less than a shutout, I think, would have been a disappointment for the Iowa defense. And
it's like Northwestern didn't even come close.
Not at all. No semblance of a passing game or running game to that, for that matter. And while it might have seemed boring to some, that's right up Kirk Ferentz's alley. And he didn't take any chances when he could have in the first half. Fourth and one, oftentimes Iowa's best running play is a Nate Stanley quarterback sneak.
Yes, it is.
I said at the time, what are you doing? But it turned out okay. Kirk Ferentz's explanation was didn't want to give Northwestern decent field position and something happened. Rather just as soon go ahead and go into halftime 10-0 than risk something that would have happened. But a lot of folks out there say, God, keep the hammer down. Well, it was essentially a 3-touchdown Iowa victory.
It was. 319-366-1600 if you would like to comment. It's very interesting that one of the first things you focused upon was the fact that, yes, now it's not enough to win. But there was more grumbling on the social networking platforms on Saturday than I have ever seen on a Hawkeye victory but via a shutout. It was almost as though now it's, well, everything has turned into a beauty pageant. Look at, you know, LSU gets a 3-point victory at home over a very good Auburn team, and they go to number one in the country and pass up Alabama, who with their backup quarterback just destroyed Arkansas, did what they were supposed to do. And it's just, I think it's just a part of the society that we live in right now. But
yeah, rare is the day that you post a shutout in conference play, and Iowa has two this season. Okay, you can say it's Rutgers, an awful football team, which beat Liberty.
Yes, they did, Mark, and I know you were watching.
And Northwest, I did tune in for a couple minutes just to, out of curiosity to see if Rutgers would post a home win as an underdog. But and Northwestern, we've seen how bad that offense is. Nevertheless, it's two shutouts, and Iowa is among the top five statistically in the country right now on defense. Now, with Wisconsin and Minnesota and Illinois and Nebraska on the horizon after the bye week, that could change. But right now, Iowa has ridden its defense.
They have. And the offense did just enough on Saturday, but did they really need to do any more? Kirk Ferentz and his staff knew Northwestern wasn't going to score against this Iowa defense. So play the cards pretty close to the vest. Staff likes to do that, so you move on, you get ready for the bye week, heal some people up, and get ready to bus up to Madison coming up a couple weeks down the road, by the way, which is now going to be a 3 o'clock kickoff. So that will be a 1 o'clock before the boom, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, and that will be November the 9th. That is a Fox game, as well as Iowa State and Oklahoma. That is the primetime Fox game that night. We'll have the pregame on 1600 AM at 5 o'clock on Saturday, November the 9th, with a just past 7 o'clock kickoff for Iowa State and Oklahoma. A funny thing happened in the Big 12 over the weekend. I think that's the biggest storyline that took place not only around our neck of the woods, but also around the Saturday of college football. Was the Big 12 took a real shot as far as a possible playoff team is concerned, and the Big 12 just was absolutely topsy-turvy, and that unfortunately included Iowa State. We should have listened to Dave Hunsinger last week when he said Oklahoma State, if they could hold on to the ball, had a chance to beat Iowa State.
Well, to the contrary, and we'll talk to Michael Oss about this, it was very uncharacteristic of Iowa State. Brock Purdy, 3 interceptions in the last 3 possessions for Iowa State, and it spelled a Cyclone loss, 34-27. But you also had Kansas State beating Oklahoma, TCU taking down Texas.
Max Duggan had a great day. The true freshman out of Council Bluffs, Lewis Central, was absolutely outstanding in that game.
And Kansas wins a Big 12 game. Four underdogs in the Big 12 won last week.
So now you've got the Baylor Bears on top of the Big 12 conference standings. You've got Oklahoma with one loss. Now you have Texas with two losses. You've got Iowa State with two losses. I think Oklahoma State is right in there.
K-State and TCU have two losses.
Right. Now Iowa State has beaten TCU. Iowa State, though, has lost to two of those teams in, that we just talked about. They have lost head-to-head to Oklahoma State, and more importantly, they have lost head-to-head against Baylor. This game coming up a week from Saturday for Iowa State, Iowa State's got to run the table now if they want to get to the Big 12 championship game. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much a given at this point. And a lot of the goals are still out there for Iowa State that they had at the beginning of the year. But you got to run the table, I think, if you're Iowa State or can only afford maybe one loss to get to a really, really big bowl.
Well, Baylor controls its destiny, unbeaten in the league. It is home against West Virginia this coming Thursday.
We'll have that game for you on 1600 AM, by the way.
And then at TCU, get a home game against Oklahoma, a home game against Texas, and then finishes up at Kansas.
TCU is in pretty good shape to make the Big 12 championship game.
Baylor.
I'm sorry, yeah. Baylor. Yeah. Baylor. Why'd I say TCU? I still got Max on my mind, I guess. 319-366-1600. Yes, Brocktober came to a crushing end Saturday evening down in Ames, and three late interceptions, including a pick six.
And one of the big plays, too.
Oklahoma State's a big play team.
It is a big play team, and it converted two or three times. But the rest of the game, Iowa State did a pretty good job of containing Oklahoma State, I thought. But again, it was those big plays. The broken tackle and the run down the sidelines by the wide receiver. Great play.
But you don't see Iowa State defensively do that very often.
That knocked Greg Eisworth out of the game.
Came in a little dinged anyway.
Yeah, purposes. And then Chuba Hubbard breaking one, which he has against everybody. But, yeah, just uncharacteristic on the part of Iowa State.
It is. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on Iowa or Iowa State as the Cyclones. We have this, it's like a double eclipse or something like that this Saturday. With the double bye for Iowa and Iowa State. And this has not happened for a long, long time. So I guess you and I gets the spotlight, right? And the American Rivers Conference as well. Cohen Wartburg, as you reminded me, play this week.
I think Cohen Wartburg tangle, and that'll be a big game. But, yeah, it's very unusual, and we're going to do our best to keep things interesting here on local programming as Iowa and Iowa State are both off this week.
Oh, we're going to have enough programming.
Yeah.
We'll talk a lot of things coming up because we got college basketball getting ready to get underway as well.
Well, I know you want to do a whole show on Tiger Woods.
Right? Oh, are you kidding me? Why wouldn't we want to do a whole show on LT Gray out there? As I texted you, Jack never won the Zozo Invitational.
Look back through Jack's. It's an official PGA Tour event. Look through Jack's career and look through some of the humdrum events that he won.
I will do that. I don't think they had many humdrum
Sam
events.
Sam Snead as well.
You're bringing Sam Snead into this now.
Well,
we'll get to Tiger.
Okay.
We'll get to Tiger. We'll get to Tiger. All right. We'll take a break. It's 3:17. We'll come back, get to your texts, and we'll talk about Tiger a little bit. And we'll talk a little high school football with you as well. A little bit more Iowa and Iowa State. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Love to hear from you and your comments out there about the football weekend this past weekend. We'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery right here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blairs Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money. Like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans, so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at Wellmark.com.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe without wasting any time at all. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Get your new John Deere at City Tractor in North Liberty or find them online at citytractor.com. Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
We're going through the memory banks and the record books here. You're finding all sorts of great, great old golf tournaments, aren't you?
I am. You poo-poo the Zozo Championship.
Sam Snead
won. Which Tiger won. Had multiple major champions in the field.
Well, I'm not saying it was a bad field.
Playing it.
It was just a, just it was
it's
a small
Japan.
Field. Well, it's a...
They had a cut.
Yeah. PGA started giving accreditation to many of these silly season tournaments this year, and I don't know really why. I mean, Tiger was going to win 82 anyway. I'm not saying he wasn't, but I wish he didn't win it at the Zozo Invitational. That's all I'm saying. Would have been better like at Doral or Bay Hill.
Well, it would have been, but Sam Snead won the 1937 Oakland Open.
Well, that was probably
that was a dandy
tour
event, wasn't
that
it?
That was probably a tour event. Is Snead counting?
So is this.
Not a full field event. but, hey, I bask in the glory of Eldrick Tiger Woods today. He should be hats off to Tiger because 82 or if they're, the greater whatever open to the Zozo Invitational, he's won them. So, congratulations to him.
4007 on the text line. You're ridiculous when it comes to Tiger. You've got to be one of the biggest haters. At least any time I hear you talking about him, that was a good field regardless of what you think.
Well, I didn't say it was a bad field. It wasn't a full field. It had to be the inaugural Zozo Invitational, right?
It was.
Okay.
It was.
What is Zozo, by the way?
Don't make me look it up.
Is that a Japanese conglomeration or something like that? Must be, because they had a lot of money to throw, and that's why they had that field in Japan. And well, and why they played through a typhoon. It was weird, though, because what was it, the third round? They didn't have anyone on the golf course watching. There wasn't a gallery.
True.
It was, you know, other than the fact they're good and we're not, it was like watching us play. Mm-hmm. No, hitting a shot, you could hear the ball coming off the club beautifully. It was just really, really bizarre to see that.
Oh, you watched, huh?
A little bit. There was football going on. Hey, anybody could be playing golf at this time, and if football is on, I'm going to be watching the football.
Says Zozo is like a vintage apparel online fashion mall. Something like that.
Must be doing very well.
If you really care.
Nah. He's going to win another one, too. Don't worry. He'll pass the record. And it'll be this year, I believe. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it will be this year.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and Tiger's the first one to say that, you know, this isn't going to happen as often. And he said it after the tournament. This is not going to happen as often as it used to, but there are going to be weeks that he's going to put everything together and he's going to win. Just like anybody in the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. So
More specifically, Zozo Inc., Scott,
mm-hmm.
is the largest fashion online shopping website in Japan.
There you go. They must be doing very well, too.
Amazon-ish.
Because I believe... Well, I know they did. They paid a lot of guys to come to Japan and play in this event, including Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't all showing up during their off season in Japan for. They got a lot of yen out of this thing.
32-21. Unash is jealous that he's not on his squad.
Well, I had a Tiger on my squad once, and I Tiger responded with the worst year of his career. And I said, I brought Tiger into the office after the season, said, you know, I know you're a great player, but this is just not going to work.
0503. How many would Tiger have won had he played in the John Deere and those small tour events? He'd be well over 100 by now.
Possibility, but.
Tiger did play in the Quad Cities Open.
I saw him lose to Ed Fiore. I was there that day at venerable Oakwood, just across the border in Illinois, and Ed Fiore beat him. Tiger was going for his first ever PGA win, which he would get later that month in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Hello, world.
Yeah. The Greater Milwaukee Open, which is no longer around, at Brown Deer Park, which is a great golf course. By the way, there you go. Great to talk golf as we're expecting 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight here in the metro area. 3:26, we're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit. We got the high school football playoffs starting on Friday night, and congratulations to all the teams that made it into the playoffs for 2019. I did a sports view on it a little bit earlier on. I thought the RPI, the tweaks that the association and Boone made were – helped. Now, there's still, I believe, two teams that had only one loss on the year that did not make it. One of them being Sigourney Kyoto, which is somewhat of a team in our area. I know we have listeners in Sigourney and Kyoto. The RPI, they ended up not playing a very difficult schedule as far as their opponents are concerned and came back to bite them. And there were a few people that had some suggestions. There's always some grumbling early Saturday morning on if your team did not make it and you felt that they deserved to make it. But that's going to be the case. And there was not nearly as much grumbling this year as there was last year. So as I mentioned, no system is perfect. That 69th team in the NCAA men's basketball tournament's awful mad. And the 17th team in the RPI in each class is awfully bad.
Yeah, I think it turned out pretty well. And might I send my congratulations out to West Des Moines Valley and West Des Moines Dowling, which won their season finales by respective scores of 92-0 and 77-0. Good job, guys, over there in West Des Moines.
Yeah, it was 72-0 at halftime of the Valley North game.
It was 50-0 in Dowling, Sioux City. Was it West that they played?
It was West or North, one of those two teams.
Yeah.
One of those two teams.
In those cases, would you rather have a 50-point rule, which used to be in effect? I'm 72-0. It could have been over in the second quarter, right? In the Valley game?
Could have been, yes. It's tough because I know that coaches, and I'm sure, I hope it happened. I don't know. I didn't do the research, but I'm sure that many, 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 many players played. And maybe even sophomores in those games. I don't know. But you can't tell them not to score, I guess. I don't know. I got the golf text. You get the pouring it on text from Central Iowa.
I did.
So I guess we're even as far as that standpoint is concerned. And that is the big question going into the offseason, Mark, because it was first brought up by City High Coach Dan Sabers as far as is there something that needs to be done in the higher classes as far as the discrepancy between, I guess for lack of a better term, the haves and the have-nots. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. And we will also see if any changes are made as far as classifications are concerned, because we have the two-year cycle coming up again. That'll be starting in January or February when they get everything out and squared away.
It's not an easy fix. I looked at the BEDS documents, which are Board of Education documents, enrollments in grades 9 through 11. For the 2018-19 school year, Valley was number one with 2,200 students.
And will always be number one.
And the bottom school in Class 4A in football, number 42, Des Moines Hoover with 800. I mean, Valley has three times as many students. Again, these aren't including the senior class.
Correct.
Waukee, Des Moines Lincoln are 2 and 3. Linmar is 5th, Kennedy 9th, Prairie 12th, Jefferson 16th. Washington has fallen all the way down to 31st. So you're talking about, you know, some of those Des Moines North, which Valley beat, what was it, 92-0, is half the size as Valley. And but then you have Dowling, which is like 28th. In the Dowling is not big. But it has some, shall we say, advantages that public schools don't.
Yeah.
Pluck a kid from Lincoln for the football season and send him right back.
319-366-1600.
Does that really happen?
Oh, Mark. Mark. We are going to talk with Michael Oss coming up in a little bit. By the way, we do have two games coming your way on Friday night for you. 6:45 will be on the air with the pregame, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We will have Kennedy hosting Fort Dodge coming up on Friday night. Fort Dodge gets to make the lovely 2+ hour trip over to Kingston Stadium.
Got some talented players.
They got some really good skill players, Fort Dodge. It will not be a walk in the park, certainly. Nothing is at this time of the year. And 106.3 FM will have Iowa City Liberty at number 2, Solon. So congratulations to the Lightning, Jeff Gordon, the head coach, for taking the Bolts to the playoffs in the second year of varsity play. That's really a big accomplishment for Liberty.
It is indeed. And maybe this is a larger segment down the road, but this idea about 92-0 and 77-0 scores. Corey in Urbana, after the score reaches a certain point, the game, in my opinion, can no longer be used as a teaching tool. It is simply humiliation and chance for injury at that point.
Well, we're going to talk later in the week about high school football and the playoffs, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit as well. 319-366-1600.
I recall a game. It was out of Kingston. I don't remember who was playing. It was under the 50-point rule. And the local team was down 50, and I'm thinking it was to one of Dwight's City High teams.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
before
I know.
Halftime.
Yes, I was there
and
calling
it was like,
that game.
Was it a parents' night or homecoming?
It was homecoming. It was homecoming.
I don't remember what they did about it, but the game was over before halftime.
The game was over at halftime. They went on, band played, homecoming was crowned, and that was it. We all went home.
Kyle Mann, varsity player at Jefferson. Were you ever involved in a game, a blowout, one way or another?
Oh, gosh. Anybody familiar with where I played and at what time I played there? Yeah, I was a part of a couple blowouts. It's tough, but I didn't go to a smaller. I didn't really go to a particularly small school, and so our situation was a little different. But the 92-0 it was never quite that bad. No.
Did the opponent pour it on, or you just couldn't compete with them?
Especially in high school, I think when you run into some programs that maybe just aren't all that talented, it doesn't necessarily have to be that they're pouring it on. I think you see it in college and the pros. You know, sometimes a team, you know, I think of Wisconsin. A team like Wisconsin is not designed to run up the score, but there have been many times throughout the last 5-10 years that Wisconsin is beating somebody 77-0, and it's just because they do what they do, and they do it really well, and they do it 2 and 3 guys deep on the depth chart. It's to a certain degree, it's unavoidable.
You can't tell the 4s and 5s not to play.
Right. It's kind of a tough situation for the schools that that are victimized in that way. But like I said, it's a little bit unavoidable, at least in the current structure. Now, could there be some rearranging? That's way over my head.
It's way over our heads, too. Way over our heads. Thank you, Kyle.
You survived to talk about it. That's good, Kyle.
Yeah, I still have some nightmares every now and then.
A little scar tissue there.
I'm here.
All right,
thanks. Thank you, Kyle.
We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk to Mike Halas. He was in Ames on Saturday for homecoming for Iowa State that was not a happy homecoming for the Cyclones. Talk about that, talk Iowa and Northwestern and more as we talk with Mike when we come back here on the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-True makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes. Made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against 4 main engine threats. Gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Back in the gym class here on a Monday on KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery here. Taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. We've got NFL football coming your way tonight. It'll be the Steelers and the Miami Dolphins starting at 7 o'clock this evening. Iowa and Iowa State on a bye this week, so no Cyclone Coaches Show coming your way tonight. Mike Halas set to join us right now from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, sports columnist. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Halas as well. And Mike was in Ames this past Saturday afternoon and evening for Iowa State and Oklahoma State. And unfortunately, not a happy homecoming, and Rocktober came to an end pretty suddenly, didn't it, Mike?
Yeah, that was a disappointing thing for the Cyclones, for sure. There was a lot of what might have been or what might be going into that game if they'd won that game, especially when earlier in the day Oklahoma had lost. And it's like, well, they could be, you know, putting themselves in a position to battle for a league championship game spot. But there are a lot of good teams in that league, a lot of teams certainly with offensive talent, for sure. And Oklahoma State did what it didn't do in its previous two games, and it didn't shoot itself in the foot. It didn't have bad turnovers. It didn't really have a defensive meltdown. They buckled a lot, but they didn't break, and they were the better team by a little bit.
What surprised you the most, Mike? Oklahoma State's big plays, which they've certainly shown capable of doing in previous games, or Brock Purdy throwing interceptions in Iowa State's last three possessions?
Yeah, I think going in, most people thought that this was a dangerous game, so I wouldn't say Oklahoma State was a big surprise in that regard. I mean, they have the nation's leading rusher, and they got a receiver named Wallace who has, you know, tremendous numbers. And both of them had an electrifying play apiece in that game. But it was pretty. I mean, it was probably his poorest game as a Cyclone. He threw three picks in the fourth quarter, but he threw maybe five other balls during the game that I thought could have been picked off. And they just it sort of surprised me that they threw as much as they did. I don't know what Oklahoma State's defense was doing that mandated that they pass, but you thought there's more there available with the running game than they maybe took advantage of, but I don't know. There's some reason why they threw 62 times. I just don't know what it was. And I mean, they got their yards, but they didn't have those big plays by and large, and certainly not consistently enough. Whereas Oklahoma State had three offensive touchdowns and they were all, you know, they were 50 yards plus. Other than that, Iowa State's defense did a great job. I mean, Oklahoma State didn't have an offensive touchdown in the second half, and there were, you know, Iowa State got the ball back when things looked bleak. They stopped Cowboys on downs twice in a row late in the game, including a fourth down near midfield. So even though there's a 34 up there, I don't hang that on the defense. They gave up three big plays, but Iowa State's offense should have had enough to counter that and just, you know, missed by a score.
You mentioned the school record that was tied, 62 passes, and it's just a situation where I know Matt Campbell addressed it after the ball game, saying that, yeah, this is not the type of offense we want. We want to be much more balanced. And just one of those things that you get behind and you think you got to throw, you think you got to throw, you think you got to throw, and then you look up and there's 62 of them on the board. And, you know, I guess hindsight is 20/20, as they say, but that's not Iowa State over the Matt Campbell
38
era.
38 of those, Scott, were in the first half.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy. I mean,
especially since Breece Hall has been terrific.
Yeah, and he looked good again to me, what I saw. I mean, they got something there. This guy is 6'1", 205, and has moves. I think that people are going to enjoy watching him play for a while. That's what makes it a frustrating game and in a frustrating season. Things that it looked like they had overcome the hole they kind of dug themselves in when they were 1-2. If my math is right, yeah. And they won three straight conference games in a big way, two of them on the road. But you got to do it week after week if you're going to be more than just a bowl team. And so they come up with a goose egg on Saturday, and now you're looking at what looks like a pretty tough schedule in November.
Meanwhile, at Evanston, it was a 20-0 game. Maybe you don't regret not being there, but nevertheless, it was, as I said earlier, second shutout in Big Ten play, albeit against an awful Rutgers team and a really woeful Northwestern offense. But it was one of those games once again, Mike, and you've seen it so many times under Kirk Ferentz. Do what you need to do, get out of there, and go into a bye week.
Yeah, I mean, look, if a week ago I told you it's going to be 20 zip and you know, guaranteed it and put it in writing, et cetera, there isn't anybody of the Iowa persuasion who wouldn't have happily taken that.
Yeah.
I mean, as bad as Northwestern was, there was still this fear factor because of the three previous seasons. It's like, okay, we know Northwestern's offense is garbage, but still, it's Northwestern. But the thing is, a garbage offense is a garbage offense. I mean, garbage is a harsh word to use, I know, and I'm sorry about that, but they're last in the country in scoring, you know, not in the Big Ten, in America. that's
and it looked it.
Yeah, that's not a 1 week thing. That's not a trend. That is the whole season right there. So Iowa did what it had to do, and I didn't get to see the game, but I heard about how it punted a couple of times on fourth and short in Northwestern territory, and normally I'd rip that. But the way that Iowa's defense had things under control, I don't think it's even something you can argue with. It's, you know, it's like no problem. So good win for Iowa. And now the narrative sort of changes again. It's you're going up to Wisconsin to play a Badgers team that all of a sudden is reeling. And if you beat them, you've played your way into a chance for the division championship. You're going to need a little help. Minnesota's going to have to lose to somebody else, you know, besides Iowa, but they've got Penn State at home and they've got Wisconsin at home. So you go up there and win next week, you're very much in the discussion to go to Indianapolis.
Crazy how things change in just a short time because everyone thought Iowa was out and everyone thought Iowa State had a great chance to go to the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah, and great chance might be exaggerated there. But
good chance.
A chance. Baylor has been kind of the fly in the ointment there. Nobody saw Baylor going unbeaten as long as it has. But the thing is, though, you're still talking about the game at Wisconsin looks – I know Wisconsin got mauled in the second half at Ohio State, but guess what? Ohio State has absolutely crushed everything that's come in front of it. I mean, that's a different animal than everybody else in the Big Ten, including Penn State. So, Wisconsin's lost two in a row, but they're coming home. It's going to be 2 weeks between games, and their defense is just as good as Iowa's. So Iowa's got to do more than use its field goal offense up there to win. And You know, for these shutouts that Iowa's posted, Iowa's not going to shut out Jonathan Taylor in Wisconsin. So it's going to, you know, it's going to be one of those deals where the offense better score 17 or 20 points at least. And I'm not sure I've seen anything to convince me it can do that against a Wisconsin defense.
You look at this West Division, Mike, and you've got some interesting storylines, some of which you pointed out in today's column, but you've got Minnesota at 8-0. You've got Indiana bowl eligible. And Illinois at 500 and stands an excellent chance of going to a bowl.
The Champagne Five are very happy today.
I mean, for anybody that said Nebraska was going to win the division, not. And Iowa, Wisconsin, it was down to them. Maybe not either.
Yeah. Well, the Minnesota thing is, you know, there may be a lot of people in Hawkeye land who don't like it, but it's a great story.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they've won 10 straight games starting last season, which included a huge one-sided win at Wisconsin.
Yep.
And they won their bowl game, and then they play three non-conference games and win by a whisker in all three of them. And get into Big Ten, and they get better and better and better. Their defense has been really good. And that, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when Minnesota defense was really, really not good. So say what you will about P.J. Fleck, the salesman. As Fry used to say a long time ago, he's not selling sizzle anymore. He's selling steak.
Very much so. Michael Oss joining us here in the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. You mentioned Ohio State, and yes, we've seen some great Ohio State teams come down the road. Granted, except for the game in, several years ago in Iowa City when they were knocked on their cans a little bit, but this is a different animal for Ohio State, and it's not only the offense, the defense maybe more impressive for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Chase Young is in a different planet defensively.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Who wants to play them?
But, I mean, you know, you look at national defensive numbers and it's crazy. It's all Big Ten. It's Wisconsin. It's Penn State. It's Iowa. And then right there, in every category that matters, it's Ohio State. And then on the other side of the ball, unlike Iowa, and unlike Wisconsin in some games, it's Ohio State. You know, J.K. Dobbins leads the league in rushing, and Fields has been the best quarterback in the conference. You know, They're absolutely loaded, and they're focused, and they're doing everything right. They've still got a couple of ball games left to win, though. They've got Penn State and Michigan, and by the way, Michigan's coming on now after being declared dead. I'm not conceding that game to Ohio State in Ann Arbor. So it's all very interesting, but then you look ahead, and it's like, oh my gosh, what kind of mismatches are they going to have in Indianapolis in December? I mean, if it's Wisconsin again against Ohio State, I don't want to see it. And if it's some other West team against Ohio State, I'm not sure the country's going to want to see that either.
Mm.
But that's just the way it goes some years. Ohio State might have the best team in the country. They're fun to watch, really, if you like to see football played at college football at its highest level.
More interesting game November 9th, Iowa, Wisconsin, or Iowa State, Oklahoma?
I'm going to say more interesting. You know, I think that whatever I pick, I'll be proven wrong.
Well, the answer is yes, I think.
Yeah, I suppose. I'd say Iowa, Wisconsin, but is it a game that if I'm in
you know, Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon that I want to watch? No. You know, I think it's one of those games that's going to be hard on the eyes, but, and I'd rather see Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy, I think, from that distance. But if you're right here in, you know, beef country, I guess Iowa, Wisconsin.
Beef country. Like that. I like that. When we talk with you next Monday, you may or may not be getting ready to go to the first college basketball game of the year. But there is an exhibition game next Monday.
Yeah, they're playing Lindsey Wilson.
It's a college.
Is it a man or a woman?
I'm not sure.
They have ties. It's down in the Carolinas, and I believe their coach was on Fran's staff at one point. So I think that's the tie-in. We looked it up.
Well, you know, it's like a music festival. You don't start with a headliner. You know, somebody who plays in a local bar goes first, and you work all your way. You know, you work your way up to the Rolling Stones.
No, I had a real quick question about in basketball. Mike, how many people do you know that said or bet that Tyler Cook would never play in the NBA?
Oh, I think there's quite a few around here.
They won't admit it now.
Well, no, they're probably grumbling. But, yeah.
It was only a minute, but, yeah.
He played. He's got a contract. I wish I had an NBA contract. I wish I had a contract.
I wish you had a contract.
You know, I keep waiting for that tap on the shoulder. I've been waiting for a long time. One of these days, I'm going to get it.
I never gave you the nod, and I'm sorry about that.
Somebody needs a good free throw shooter down the stretch.
I was actually talking about a contract for my job.
All right. Well, enjoy the bye weeks, and basketball is around the corner.
I love bye weeks.
It's a nice way to kind of refresh. This is like a double eclipse. You don't get an Iowa and Iowa State bye week very often, but they are coexisting this week. So,
well, it seems like every good team in the country's got a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
LSU and Alabama and Oklahoma and Ohio State and Penn State, Minnesota. Nobody's playing.
Somebody's playing. Cohen Wartburger playing.
Yeah, yeah. So support your local high school playoff game, I guess.
There you go. Or your D3. Get out there and enjoy some good football.
Why not?
There you go. All right. Mike, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Mike Loss. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter. We need to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the Emil's Hideaway pick six and how that came out for the weekend. That and more when we continue. 356 Gym Class coming your way on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract, all on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. Our free AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies your check engine light code, but also troubleshoots the likely cause of your check engine light for free, helping you save time and money. Looking to drive with better fuel economy? Right now, get two bottles of Seafoam Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $8. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you at 3:57 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. World Series with a travel day today. Game 6 back to Houston coming up tomorrow evening. We'll have it for you in all three frequencies at 7 o'clock. And the Astros do what has seemingly been the impossible so far in this World Series. It's been a crazy one. Won every game by the road team, Mark.
Yeah.
So if you're the Nationals, are you feeling confident at this point?
Not particularly, but
no Max Scherzer.
I wouldn't have been confident if I was the Astros heading to Game 3 in Washington either. But how quickly things have changed!
Boy, and it changed in a hurry, and now the Astros lead that 3-2. All right, Emil's Hideaway pick 6 from Friday in the weekend went well for the birthday boy.
Well, thanks for asking. Yes, I posted my first win of the year, 5-1 on the week. I did not forecast the Iowa Northwestern game accurately, but at any rate, that was a good thing for Al in Lost Nation. He had attached himself to my picks, and he's the winner of a $30 gift certificate to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. The Gym Class gained 5 games on the Todd Bromwick Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, and now enjoys a 6-game lead. But how quickly things can change.
They can. They can definitely change.
We'll make picks again on Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred will join us. We'll talk about the upcoming Game 6 of the World Series, and we'll see if a home team can win one of these games. It's been a strange and crazy and long World Series. No doubt about that. So we'll talk with Cal about it tomorrow. And Eric Heft will join us coming up tomorrow. Of course, color commentator for Iowa State football and men's basketball. We'll take a look ahead to the men's basketball season and look back to Oklahoma State a little bit, but look forward more to Iowa State and Oklahoma. That'll be coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex are next. The Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on KGYM.